The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending voters consider alternatives to casting their ballots in person during upcoming elections. As states expand absentee and early voting options for November amid fears of spreading the coronavirus, and there are still a lot of concern among voters, especially older voters. We're going to talk with the Federal Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin, Lisa Lampkins, coming up on the next segment of the program. Yet another high-speed chase in Fond du Lac County. It happened early this morning. There's been one, it seems like, one high-speed chase after another over the last several months in Fond du Lac County. Sheriff's Captain Bill Totick will explain what happened and how it ended coming up on the second half of the program. More than 100 police agencies, including the Fond du Lac Police Department, are withdrawing from agreements to send personnel to help bolster security at the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee next month. We'll ask Fond du Lac Police Chief Bill Lamb why Fond du Lac Police are pulling out of their agreement shortly after the bottom of the hour. And a coronavirus update with Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller will get her reaction to a senior World Health Organization figure who has said the coronavirus pandemic is likely to be one big wave instead of a first wave and maybe a second wave, one big wave, and warning people to remain vigilant despite lockdowns being eased. The Hotel Retlaw in downtown Fond du Lac recently underwent a $30 million renovation. And a few months ago, Chad Burrows signed on as the director of sales and marketing at the hotel. This week, Chad was named general manager of the Landmark Hotel, and he joins us on the first segment of the show. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Pleasure having you on the program, and congratulations on your promotion 3 months into the job.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You were at that hotel a number of years ago when it wasn't the Retlaw. I guess it's always kind of been the Retlaw, but it's had different ownerships and different names. You were there when it was the Ramada Hotel, correct?
That is correct. I was here in the mid-90s for about 6 years, and at that time it was a Ramada Plaza Hotel.
As a matter of fact, you were there and helped guide that hotel to a prestigious award in the late 90s. It was the Ramada Hotel of the Year.
It was, yeah. We had the pleasure of being recognized as the best Ramada Plaza Hotel of the Year within the chain, and that was something we worked diligently towards, and something we achieved, and we were extremely proud of it at that time.
All right. So here we are, and the goal has been to restore the Hotel Retlaw in downtown Fond du Lac to its original grandeur. Looking ahead, I know you have goals for this hotel. I guess kind of in a nutshell, how do you plan to market this hotel in the future?
Sure, that's a good question. We've been working diligently behind the scenes since I got here three months ago. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, it does give us some opportunities to reevaluate things. And we're actually in the process of repositioning the hotel to be more in line with the community and the area. We came out originally and was positioning ourselves as a luxury hotel, and we are in the process of repositioning that into a classic downtown boutique hotel. You know, so we're going to be focusing on the historic attributes of the property, the stylish, unique, special amenities and services that you expect from a boutique hotel. But the price points will be reflective of our area. And we're going to carry that through from how we're marketing, you know, our guest rooms, through our restaurants, through the weddings, spa. And so we really want to become that social center of Fond du Lac and be Fond du Lac's hotel, where you know, we're hosting weddings, and we have local companies that are hosting their individual business travelers with us. We have the locals that are coming in for the restaurant and the spa. And that's really where our focus is going to be going on as we go into the future, is being a part of the community and also attracting visitors from outside the community to come and enjoy all that Fond du Lac has to offer.
Right. I mean, there are other motels in Fond du Lac. There's no other hotel in the Retlaw is the only hotel in Fond du Lac. And your goal, as you just described it, is, I think, what I kind of envisioned it to be as well following this renovation. Well, I think most people envision this, and that should be the goal of the Hotel Retlaw.
That is correct. And, you know, we have a beautiful property, and we are dealing with, you know, community leaders and community members who just love the property, and we want to get that out more to the community. We're looking at doing some future open houses and getting people to come in. It's interesting because I hear all the time that I heard of a renovation, I heard it's beautiful, but I haven't seen it yet. And it's like, well, come on in and take a look around. We're happy to show off our property. We're very proud of it, and we want Fond du Lac to be proud of it as well.
All right. Optimism was really high going into this year. There were a lot of events that were, you know, hotels and the hospitality industry was looking forward to, and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And that set everybody back. In fact, just before this interview, just a little bit before 9 o'clock, I got a press release from the American Hotel and Lodging Association. And it talked about the impact. This press release that I got talked about the impact of COVID-19 on the hotel industry and its employees. And it's not a pretty picture. And you know that firsthand, how this has impacted your business. What describe what it's been like over the last 4 or 5 months.
It's been very challenging, Greg, and it has been challenging for the hospitality industry as well as other industries. And, you know, that's what we have to look ahead to is how long is this going to go, and what systems do we have to put in place to, to accommodate what future business levels there are. You know, we're thankful that there is business being attended to through some individual travel. You know, we have individual meetings that are being set up, of course, with social distancing and all the protocols in place, but definitely not what we had envisioned for summer. You know, this is the time of year when we should have, lots of leisure travel, individual business travel, and also group meetings and events. And we've been having to deal with that. And what we have to do is just to like every other hotel and motel throughout the area and basically the world here, you know, we have to adapt accordingly and staffing levels, services, and that's going to be a challenge as we go forward. And that's something that is definitely a focus of ours.
Yeah. So across the country, you've got hotels that have been forced, just like other hotels across the state and country, forced to lay off or furlough people. And they've also, I mean, the business, you know, has been impacted. So the challenge is making it through, as I mentioned in the introduction, this one long wave of this pandemic until a vaccine is found. Is it managing the hotel right now, realizing that this is going to be a long stretch, but realizing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel?
We would love to see a big light at the end of the tunnel, but we are definitely managing it as if this is going to be the immediate future. And we have to, you know, prepare for that. At the same time, have, contingency plans that, you know, business were to pick up. We find a vaccine, and how fast would business pick up? So we have to run all those different scenarios like every business is doing. And we have to be flexible and ready to react accordingly.
Are people holding wedding receptions at the hotel this summer?
We still have still have weddings that are taking place, although, you know, we are, you know, abiding by, you know, the guidelines that are out there, and we're working with each individual wedding couple, and a lot of them are postponing, and we're working with them and, you know, finding future dates for them. Some unfortunately will have to cancel just because of, you know, the effects that it had on their personal situations. But, you know, we are continuing to host overnight travelers and, you know, small events. And, of course, you know, using a larger spaces and putting all the protocols in place from our staffing, and also, you know, requesting that our guests do the same.
And they're booking into the future, into next year and the year beyond?
We are still getting bookings, yes, Greg. You know, but albeit slower than what has what should traditionally be going on at this time. But again, everyone has the same situation. You know, they're looking at it from a standpoint of when is this going to be, you know, when is this going to pass? You know, is it going to be 6 months? Is it a year? So a lot of it depends on the time frame in which they're looking at and their comfort level.
All right. Well, it sounds like they got the right person in charge at the Hotel Retlaw. You know what success is. You've done it before. You and you know that things are going to eventually get better there and across the state. And so we wish you the best of luck, Chad. We greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you very much, Greg, and you have yourself a great day.